Hello, it's Laura Rawlings, and welcome to a very special episode of the Radio Academy podcast. We are dressed up to the nines in all our finery, because today it's all about the Arias and celebrating top talent, which is what we absolutely love to do. We are at the awards ceremony with backstage passes so that we can loiter by the winner's room and chat to some of the biggest names in radio and podcasts about their awards. Now, in all the heady excitement, you might hear the odd bit of strong language, so just putting it out there. Right then, here we go.
Well, welcome to the Arias, the biggest night in the radio and audio calendar, and also the home of the biggest blazer I've ever seen.
Yes, it is. Yes,
literally. I'm struggling under there. What's going on?
I knew you were going to look fresh, and I was like, I've got to do something. I've got to pull something out of the bag, Rylan. It is amazing to see you all here at the Theatre Royal Drury Lane.
Yeah, it's lovely to be back. Here we are in the heart of London's glittering West End, which I'm sure you'll agree has just got a whole lot more glitterier by the looks of things. And this is what we like to do,
Honestly, genuinely, it's such an honour to be able to host this the second year in a row.
I know, we must have done something right last
year.
And ladies and gents, please get up to the gorgeous Blurries, everyone.
Thank you.
Right, before we get started with those all-important awards, I want to introduce a very important person to tonight's proceedings. And this person is very important to me. She is the chair of the Radio Academy and also just happens to be my big boss at Radio 2. So please welcome to the stage, Helen Thomas.
Thank you very much for coming out this evening to celebrate with us. Now, as chair of the Radio Academy, it's always an honour to be up here at the Arias, the glittering pinnacle of our calendar of events. The Radio Academy exists to promote excellence in radio and audio by sharing knowledge across the industry, and we are proud to have a range of brilliant initiatives for everyone at every stage of their career. From our training days supporting grassroots radio folk across the UK to the weekly Radio Academy podcast, from our annual 30 Under 30 scheme to our highly sought after pan-industry mentoring programme. Yes, rampers. And from the Radio Academy Festival, back this September, to the Young Audio Awards for Under 18s, which is open for entries now. Now, all that's left to be said is have a great night, everyone, and good luck.
Let's get cracking with our first award of the evening. This one is Best New Presenter, sponsored by Insanity Group. Now, this one recognises someone who has made an unforgettable impact over the last year. And there's been a few impacts in government, but we won't go there. Instead, though, our nominees this year are a reflection of our new names in radio and audio with authentic voices, passion and enthusiasm. And to present this award is a man made of pure comedy gold. He's a comedian, an actor, a writer, he's an activist, he's the co-star and co-writer of the TV show Catastrophe, and he played Peter in Deadpool 2, so he's pretty cool to me. Please welcome the handsome Rob Delaney!
Good evening, everybody!
Okay, guys, the bronze goes to Ali Holcomb, BBC Introducing Rock! The silver goes to Harriet Rose, Kiss FM UK. And for the Gold Award, the judges said they were awestruck by the standard of this nominee. Energy, creativity, and sensitivity were all on display in abundance. The gold winners for Best New Presenter are Zach and Jules, Life After Prison Podcast.
And Jules are the joint anchors of Life After Prison, which launched in 2022, aimed at ex-prisoners and the people who support loved ones in prison. After rigorous casting calls, Zach and Jules were recruited to lead the show while both still completing sentences on licence in the community and developed an instant chemistry. Congratulations, Zach and Jules. An amazing achievement.
Wow. This is incredible. This means a lot, you know. life after prison means a lot for a lot of people, you know. We get a bad name sometimes, you know, when we come out of prison. And to be standing here today shows that there is life after prison and you can make something of yourself. So we're living proof. And thank you to the judges, man. This is incredible. First one of the night.
Well done.
Yes. Well done. Thanks, man.
We move now to our next award. This is the best new radio show supported by Carver PR. Now, this set of nominees are all magicians because they are the people who can take a new idea and just perform audio alchemy, turning basic elements into bronze, silver and gold, literally tonight. To present this award, please welcome a presenter and actress who goes very seamlessly from absolute radio and magic to Casualty, Silent Witness, does it all. It's Sarah Champion.
And the bronze goes to Patrick Kielty, Banana Stand for BBC Radio 5 Live. The silver goes to Sean Keevney's Community Garden Radio. The judges for this category said the gold winner was a tour de force that handled a range of subjects with huge skill and sensitivity, combined with an impressive use of sound to create something truly absorbing. The gold winner for Best New Radio Show goes to Room 5, BBC Radio 4.
Room 5 is an innovative and immersive series for BBC Radio 4 and BBC Sounds about mystery diagnosis. Congratulations, team.
First, I want to just salute all the other nominees. I love your voices, I love your shows, and it's a real honour to be up amongst you. I came up with the idea for Room 5 a couple of years ago after a shock diagnosis and discovered that the thing that comforted me above all wasn't Dr. Google, but it was stories. Stories from other people that had ridden the roller coaster of a diagnosis. And so Room 5, like anyone knows who starts a new show, it was a big experiment with a small team, no roadmap. So this award means a really huge amount. Thank you.
Well done. Well, we move now on to Best Speech Breakfast Show. Now, it's a fair bet that everyone in this room listens to a bit of breakfast radio, with the exception of the actual heroes amongst you who are up at 3 a.m. making it for the rest of us to listen to. We do salute you. What you guys lack in sunlight, vitamins and a social life, we get a good start to the day. So, like, we do appreciate it. The nominees for Best Speech Breakfast Show have all shown an astonishing ability to keep creating great content at a time in the day when most of us can barely string a sentence together. But fortunately, our next presenters can definitely do that. From Absolute Radio Early Breakfast, it's Dan Noble, alongside host of Kerrang Radio's breakfast show, Absolute Radio Weekends, Amazon Music, and a successful on Wednesday's We Wear Black podcast. It's Tuesday, we'll see what colour she's wearing. It's Sophie Kay!
And for Best Speech Breakfast, the bronze goes to Good Morning Ulster, BBC Radio Ulster.
The silver goes to Today BBC Radio 4.
And the gold goes to an entry the judges said showed journalism at its very best, with a masterful and memorable blend of insight, empathy, depth and impact.
The gold winner for Best Speech Breakfast Show goes to... Cliffhanger.
5 Live Breakfast, BBC Radio 5 Live.
2022 was Rachel Burden and Rick Edwards' first full year presenting 5 Live Breakfast. Every day they showed an enviable skill for dealing with big news and sports stories with depth and empathy.
Thank you to our amazing 5 Live Breakfast production team, some of whom are here, including our editor, Catherine. Because as anyone here who works on breakfast shows will know, they come in every day with creativity and energy and endless patience putting up with presenters. And they are an absolute privilege to work with.
Oh, I love that. Right, our next award is for Best Speech Presenter, supported by Presenterly. Now, this category recognises broadcasters who display an exceptional mix of range, depth and a natural way with conversation that really gets guests to open up and draws the audience in. Not only that, they actually do it without the fallback of playing like a bit of Wham in the background if it all goes wrong. So I don't know how they do it. To present this award, please welcome Group Managing Director of Bow Media Audio UK, D Ford CBA. CBA.
Nice, Dave.
The bronze goes to Helena Merriman, BBC Radio 4. And the silver? Well, the silver goes to Dan Snow, History Hit Podcast. Well, here's the moment. The judges said this presenter has raised the bar for speech radio, displaying authority, knowledge, passion, versatility, and range. Our gold winner for best speech goes to Adrian Durham from TalkSport.
Adrian Durham is one of TalkSport's best loved presenters, and 2022 marked the first full year since his promotion to become the station's lead live football presenter. Adrian's enthusiasm for the national game is as broad as it is deep, including all the levels of the men's and women's game, and he's just at home at League Two as at the World Cup final, turning anything into great radio.
Listen, I'll keep it brief. Thank you very much. I could list a load of people I could thank, but I want to thank radio because it's such an incredible medium. Stood the test of time. It's like the cockroach, isn't it? It just survives. Throw podcasts at it. You can throw the iPod at it. Anything. It will survive, and it's brilliant. So have a great night. I want to thank Alan Brazil for making me look professional as well. So thank you so much. Cheers.
Hey, it's Lauren here from the Radio Academy. I'm backstage at the ARIA's Awards 2023, waiting for the winning teams to chat to them about what they've been working on and, of course, what they've won awards for. I am now joined by Adrian Durham from TalkSport, the winner of Best Speech Presenter. Adrian, how are you feeling?
I'm absolutely elated. Just a brief history. I've been in radio for as long as I can remember, since I was about 19. I'm now 54 next week. And I've been nominated many times, but to win one, and it's the first individual one I've won, it's, it means the world, really, I've got to say. It's like, it feels very satisfying. It's a wonderful, wonderful feeling, I have to say, and I'm very grateful for the people who decided I was the best.
Why speech radio?
I used to listen to it as a boy, and radio was my friend when I was growing up. And I always used to listen to speech radio, and it just stuck with me. And I've been a newsreader, sports bulletin reader, reporter, and then a presenter. And it just, it feels like, people tell me I'm good at the job, so it feels like, I should carry on doing it. I've contemplated career changes now and then, but then I've thought, there's nothing else I'm any good at. So I feel like I'm quite good at it, and people say I'm quite good at it, so I think I'll carry on doing it. But I absolutely love it, and I love the people I work with as well.
Right, time now we move on to Best New Podcast, supported by Audible. To present the award, please welcome two 80s and 90s loving confused dads. It is Absolute Radio's Andy Bush and Richie Vass.
Okay, the bronze goes to Off the Beaten Jack, Jack Boswell. The silver goes to Go Love Yourself, Crowd Network.
But the winner, which the judges described as refreshing, invigorating, thought-provoking, and very timely, the gold winner for Best New Podcast, supported by Audible, goes to Colouring in Britain, BBC Sounds Audio Lab.
Set across a single school day, Colouring in Britain explores the incredible lives and stories of Britons of colour, past and present. In doing so, it reimagines what the school experience might have been if British history was taught in its entirety. Colouring in Britain was made as part of BBC Sounds Audio Lab, a programme designed to amplify emerging voices and to develop unheard stories on diverse subjects. Big up yourselves. Congratulations, guys.
I'd just like to say a big thank you to everyone who listened to Colouring in Britain. This project was a real passion project. It was a real leap of faith, and I'm really happy that people listened to these stories and were inspired by them and learned something from them.
I'm joined by Tommy, and since he's walked in here, he's not stopped smiling. What are you smiling about?
I've just won Best New Podcast at the 2023 ARIA, so
if that's not a reason to smile, then yeah, I don't know what it is, you know what I mean? So, I'm super chuffed that I've won. I didn't expect to win, but it's just so great that I'm being recognised, and also these stories are also being recognised as well. So I'm really, really happy.
And talk to me about, you know, the concept, the stories that you're telling. Why did you choose that?
So the concept for Colouring in Britain is that I'm telling the stories of influential Brits of colour. So what I did is that I documented their lives, had chats with people, like their family members, people are connected to those stories. And ultimately, I wanted to showcase the impact of people, of British people, but not just the conventional British people that you do know, the unconventional stories, the stories that aren't told, the stories that aren't heard. So instead of just telling them to you, what I did was I brought them to life through dramatization. So it's an eclectic mix of different audio tools, and I was just really, really happy that so many people lended their voices and I was given this opportunity to be able to tell these stories because they're really important.
We move on to our next category, and this marks the second year of the Pioneer Award, which is our opportunity to celebrate a true trailblazer within the radio industry. Now, to present this award, please welcome the host of Radio 1 Breakfast Show. He's also a podcaster, a TV host, a Radio 4 presenter, a children's author, and he's still got time to walk his dog Barney every day. It is your friend and mine, it's the lovely Greg James.
It is a privilege to be asked to present the Pioneer Award to the legendary Tony Blackburn. Yes. Tony is an icon, one of the pioneers of music radio, from the pirate ships to launching Radio 1, to being a champion of soul music in the UK. Tony has been a global treasure for nearly six decades, and for many reasons as well. He launched Radio 1 in the 60s, when he regularly pulled in audiences of more than 20 million people, and is still broadcasting to millions via his shows on Radio 2 and BBC Local Radio. As many of you will know, Tony's been unwell recently, but he has sent us all this video message.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much indeed, and thanks very much to the Arias for this wonderful award, the Pioneer Award for 2023. I'm really flattered, and I do thank you for it. I'm sorry I can't be there in person with you tonight. I'm so sad about that, but as you probably know, I've been not very well lately, and I'm still recovering, actually, at the moment, here in St. John's Wood, of all places. So I hope to be back on the radio in a few weeks' time.
Right, over the last year, we have seen the sports world enraptured by the likes of Bazball, Erling Haaland, Liv Rebels, Carlos Alcaraz, and the magic of Messi. Now, I obviously don't know any of the words I just said, but yes, turning sport into radio is a great art. Our nominees have done great work in making us feel the action through the airwaves. So to present this award, we have two comedians who are no strangers to the Arias, having won gold back in 2020, and they're nominated again tonight. To present the award, we have one half of the gold-winning duo from 2020, and he's nominated again today. Please welcome Ellis James.
Best sports show. The bronze goes to Fast and Loose, novel for Wondrioff. The silver goes to the Big Saturday Football Show, fourth one in Hits Radio Scotland. And the award for Best Sports Show. This gold winner was thrilling, revealing and dramatic, filled with tension from start to finish. The ARIA for Best Sports Show goes to Moment of Truth, a Folding Pocket Productions for BBC Sounds.
Moment of Truth is an epic 15-part podcast telling the incredible story of two professional football teams from the inside as Rotherham United and Oxford United both battled for promotion to the Championship.
Thank you very much indeed. This is amazing. I just want to thank everyone at Folding Pocket, but especially my amazing sound engineer, Liam, to everyone at Five Live and BBC Sounds, but especially Jonathan Wall, Dylan Haskins, Richard Maddock and Stevie Middleton. But most of all, to everyone at Rotherham United and Oxford United, but especially the two managers, Paul Warne and Carl Robinson, who never once turned down a single request of ours. In fact, it got to the end of the season. I thought if I turned up with my boots, I might get 10 minutes. But this is very much for them and their families. Thank you very much indeed.
On to our next award, and this is for best coverage of an event. Now, this is quite a broad category. It could be a big event like the Football World Cup, or it could be an even bigger event, like if my mum, Linda Clark, got a five-letter word on Countdown. I was honestly, it was a manic afternoon. We were filming it. It was great. God bless her. Right, let's move on to this award to present it. The best coverage of an event at an event. Please welcome the Executive Vice President of Broadcasting at News UK, Scott Taunton.
So, the bronze award tonight for best coverage of an event goes to the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 TalkSport. The silver tonight goes to the Discovery of Endurance, Dan Snow's History Podcast. And the gold winning entry. This was deemed to be remarkable, urgent, emotional, and utterly compelling. The gold winner for best coverage of an event is Mental Health Awareness Week, Absolute Radio.
Congratulations to Absolute Radio, who showed just how powerful and supportive radio can be when they transformed the station to mark Mental Health Awareness Week in 2022.
It's only when we start to have these conversations about mental health will we change the statistics that shock all of us. And so, please have those conversations. And I am so proud that Absolute Radio is playing just a very small part. Thank you so much.
We move on now to Best News Coverage, sponsored by Radio News Hub. Now, it's not been a quiet year on the news front, which is why we need great news coverage more than ever. And this award is for outstanding journalism, including coverage of breaking stories, ongoing news events, original journalism. They're all there. And prime ministerial resignations. To hand over the award, it's the Asian Network's Breakfast Show presenter. Please welcome Nikita Ganda.
Right, so the bronze goes to, I want to be a bit dramatic here, SITREP inside Ukraine's capital, BFBS, the forces station. The silver goes to Stories of Our Times, a British man rescuing Ukrainians from Putin's war, Wireless Studios for the Times. And finally, for the gold, the judges found that this winning entry not only covered an important national story with huge expertise and empathy, but generated headlines and shone a light on hidden elements of an ongoing crisis. So the gold winner for best news coverage is The Smuggler's Trail, BBC Audio Documentaries Unit for Radio 4.
Migrant channel crossings and small boats were a big news story in 2022, and nowhere was it covered with more depth or urgency than in this four-part podcast series for the BBC. Presenter Sue Mitchell and soldier turned aid worker Rob Laurie uncovered the money that changes hands as migrants cross borders. The Smuggler's Trail gave a voice to hidden stories behind the headlines and offered listeners a crucial window into the truth of an emotive, controversial, and ongoing subject.
You know, we podcast on very dark matters. And I just want to say this award, I know it's the BBC, but this award for me goes out to all the refugees fleeing their home and the refugees that have drowned in the Mediterranean and the English Channel. Keep them in your thoughts, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Okay, we now come to the 2022 Special Award following the death of Her Majesty the Queen Elizabeth II on the 8th of September last year. It is too often used as a cliche, but this truly was the end of an era. And as radio and audio creators, you guys rose to the challenge of marking this moment with huge distinction. Handling the death of a British monarch was a new experience for pretty much every one of us at work. And these nominees excelled themselves with their output. So to present Best Factual Single Programme is someone who knows his facts. It's historian and broadcaster Dan Snow, MVA.
The bronze goes to the Second Elizabethan Age Tortoise. The silver, again, goes to The Skewer, colon, The Queen. Unusual for BBC Radio 4. And finally, the judges said this winning entry had beautifully descriptive pieces, had a powerful use of audio that captured a real sense of the occasion, all done with real empathy, measured, articulate, eloquent. The gold winner for 2022 is Daily News Reportage, James Bryant and Johnny Diamond for BBC News.
The death of Queen Elizabeth II was an event the likes of which had not been experienced for a generation. The BBC's royal correspondent, Johnny Diamond, and his producer, James Bryant, went to extraordinary lengths to reflect and transmit the story to the audience.
Thank you very much. As you can see, I didn't get the memo on dress, for which many apologies. There are a couple of people I would like to thank who represent all the people who are not here tonight and aren't invited to ceremonies like this, but which made the whole thing happen. The first is a woman called Sarah Parrish, who spent many, many years of her life preparing for what we know as Operation London Bridge, and who made sure that BBC News had the infrastructure, the plans, and everything in place that enabled us to broadcast. The second is a man called Dan McMillan, who did much the same sort of thing for BBC Radio, beloved radio. And Dan literally stayed up all night to make sure that radio, sometimes overlooked, got its break and was able to broadcast. So thank you to them, and thank you to all the people who are not here, hundreds of BBC staff, BBC News staff, who worked so hard to make sure that James and myself could get on air and stay on air. And thank you to the judges. Thank you very much indeed.
It's now time for us to move on to the best music breakfast show, supported by Music Master Scheduling. Now, this is one of the blue ribbon categories at the Arias, because whoever scoops this gong has got a good claim of being considered the kings or queens of the airwaves. This is the one. For this award, the judges wanted to hear shows that had exceptional hosts in it. It's one of them days. Really good interactive features. Should have read this script. And a constant catalogue of astonishing moments, as well as being their listeners' trusted breakfast companion. To present the Little Gold Radio, please welcome a saxophonist, a composer, and a broadcaster. Her musical sound is a fusion of reggae, jazz, and soul, and the influences she always brings to their shows on Jazz FM. In 2022, and it says here in big brackets, read this carefully, she was appointed chair of the British phonographic industry. Ooh, give it up for Yolanda Brown over here.
Oh, what a category, all right. So, the bronze goes to Radio 1 Breakfast with Greg James, BBC Audio for Radio 1. The silver goes to Big John at Breakfast, Hallam FM. And for the gold award, the judges said this show was packed full of originality, variety, energy, and sass, delivered with top-drawer production standards, great guests, and laugh-out-loud moments. The gold winner for Best Music Breakfast Show is One Extra Breakfast with Nadia J, BBC Audio for Radio One Extra.
Nadia J's breakfast show has been waking up One Extra listeners since December 2020. And in a year in which the station celebrated 20 years on air, Nadia's flagship show has gone from strength to strength. Congratulations.
I'm so lucky to work at a place that champions black music and everything that I love. Thank you to my producers. We are so tired all the time and they have to deal with my shit. So big ups to Flossie and Adele and Mel and Farron and Limla and everyone else that supports me at work. I appreciate this so, so, so much. Thank you, Arias. This is amazing. Well, thank you. Thank you.
Right, I'm joined now by Nadia J, One Extra Breakfast, winner of the Best Music Breakfast Show. It's a big commitment. What does it mean to you?
To be honest with you, I love it so much. I only have the one alarm, and it means that I get to wake up with people that I don't even know, but they feel like family, and we chat for a couple of hours, and we play music, and we catch vibes, and I get to interview some friends and some people I've never met before, and I get to express myself in a way that is unapologetic. And that's what I've always said about One Extra. There's nobody has made me feel like I'm not good enough in what I do. You know, of course there's help to kind of, you know, help me get better at what I do, but I'm always championed at One Extra for being myself and unapologetic, and, you know, I'm a bit racy and I say things wrong and I'm just me, and it's so nice to be able to just be yourself and do what you love every single day. So having amazing producers, I'm going to big them up separately, because Adele works her ass off, so does Flossie. We've got a manager like Farron who is very integral in the day-to-day of what we do. Like, he's always with us, he always checks in on us. Mel also the same. So I genuinely feel like I've got my mum and dad over there and my two big sisters, literally, because I am the toddler that doesn't behave herself.
Our next award is for creative innovation, sponsored by All In Media. Now this category is about the programme makers who break conventions, push the envelope, and who above all avoid tired old cliches like breaking conventions and pushing the envelope. If you want an idea of how imaginative radio can be, later this month you can hear none other than a very special Archers Eurovision edition featuring actual me in the Archers. I had to go to the studio and there was a woman crawling around on the floor making out to be a dog. It was the most surreal. And everyone was normal about it. I was like, okay, this is fine. As for the here and now, in 2023, the judges in this category, we're looking for truly inventive audio that challenged the audience's expectations. To present it, you've already seen them win ARIA's Gold this evening, and now they've got to bestow that honour to another winner from Five Live Breakfast. Give it up for Rachel Burden and Rick Edwards.
So, the Creative Innovation Award, and the bronze goes to Radio 1's Murder Mystery, BBC Audio for Radio 1. The Silver Award goes to Sound World's Stories of the Stalked Ventureland for Audible.
That was good. Worth the rehearsal. And last but not least, which is not the right phrase, but I'll just read it anyway. Last but not least, the judges felt this gold-winning entry mixed inspiration, entertainment, education and science to create something that was truly out of this world. The gold winner for Creative Innovation Award, supported by All In Media, is Fun Kids Mission Transmission!
Mission Transmission was a six-week on-air campaign for Fun Kids that ended with a Guinness World Record for the first radio programme beamed into deep space. Due to the way that radio signals work, the programme will literally travel forever and enable thousands of British kids to say that their voice had gone to space.
Thank you very, very much. For a very brief moment last year, Fun Kids became not just the UK's children's radio station, but the universe's children's radio station. There are so many people I need to thank, obviously everybody here, my colleagues, my friends, but actually there's one group of people that I'd really love to thank, and that's our audience. They submitted, tens of thousands of children from across the world submitted their hopes, their dreams, and their questions to aliens, to us. I don't know if there's Wi-Fi on Mars. Timothy, we tried to find out. But this award is for you. Thank you very much.
So we move on now to our next award, and it honours fantastic single-episode documentaries, which take factual storytelling to a whole new level with beautifully crafted and utterly compelling audio. To create amazing content like our nominees have done takes a ton of meticulous, painstaking work. Now, to present the award is a broadcaster who recently raised a whopping £1.2 million completing a 24-hour dance-a-thon for Comic Relief. And I'm sure he's still dancing. Give it up for the beautiful Gethin Jones.
So then, the bronze goes to Night Watch, BBC Scotland Productions for BBC Radio 4. Congratulations to you. The silver goes to Justice for the 97 BBC Radio Merseyside.
And the judges said of the gold winner, they said it was a captivating piece of audio that shone a light on a vital story that highlighted an important current issue, compassionately presented and expertly produced. The gold winner of the Best Factual Single Programme is Fire Alarm 4, Isabel Story, BBC Radio 4.
In this captivating documentary, a young British woman called Isabel told BBC Radio 4's Fire Alarm 4 her shocking story of how she was still being exploited by a grooming gang after a decade of abuse, despite going to the police and Home Office for help. The resulting broadcast captivated listeners, led to coverage across BBC News, and was picked up by Jess Phillips, Shadow Minister for Domestic Abuse and Safeguarding.
This is one of those stories that you think has gone away. Hayley was tweeting about the trafficking scandal in Telford when a young British woman got in touch with her, who's been abused for over a decade in an area which is not known to the media, not known to the public, but it's very much one of those areas experiencing problems like Rochdale, Rotherham, Oxford, and so many more places in this country. So this award is dedicated to Isabel. She's been abandoned by the authorities, but she's shown incredible bravery in speaking to us. She worked very closely with us. So this award is for you, Isabel, and all the contributors who risk their lives speaking to us in order to raise awareness.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So we move now to the final award of the first half, and it's time to hand out the award for Best Factual Series, supported by the podcast show London. Now, the judges in this category were looking for entries that took advantage of the multi-episode format to build suspense and harness the power of long form. And to present this award, we have two magical presenters who brighten up our mornings and afternoons on Magic Radio. It is Harriet Scott and Emma B. In case nobody told you today.
Lovely to be here. Ronan is getting an early night, so I'm drinking for both of us tonight.
Good girl.
The bronze goes to Assume Nothing, The Last Request, BBC Radio Ulster and Radio 4. Oh, you? Then no, I'll do silver, because then you get to do gold.
Cool, yeah? I love this. We've just so rehearsed.
The silver goes to Who Killed Daphne by Wondering.
Okay. And for the gold, the judges applauded the sensitive yet searing telling of a difficult and powerful story that generated an international reaction. The gold for Best Factual Series, supported by the podcast show London, goes to
In Dark Corners, BBC Scotland Productions for Radio 4.
In Dark Corners was produced by BBC Scotland Productions for BBC Radio 4 and sparked a huge international reaction in the media and general public. Following the series, programme makers received hundreds of reports of sexual, physical and psychological abuse in schools. Many survivors revealed that they were not believed as a child. Numerous listeners expressed relief that In Dark Corners finally enabled them to hear stories similar to their own. Campaigners have cited In Dark Corners as being influential in the final report of the Independent Inquiry on Child Sexual Abuse, published in October 2022.
Thank you so much. The two people who are the powerhouses behind this can't be here tonight. They are the producer, Caitlin Smith, and the reporter, Alex Renton. They were fearless and forensic throughout. We've got some words that they've prepared.
Thank you to the survivors, without whom this series would never have happened. They didn't have to speak out, but they decided to take a leap of faith, despite losing their trust in institutions decades ago. It's their words and stories that have made this series stronger and bolder, and why we're up here getting this award on behalf of Caitlin Smith and Alex Renton.
Well, there we go, guys. We have our first half done and dusted. You guys are 50% closer to the after party. I'm even more closer to an Avanti West Coast train. How's it up in your box, Fleur? You having a nice time, babe?
Do you know what? This is where it's at.
Is it where it's at?
Yeah, we've got Butler up here, mini bar. I get to sit down. It's great.
Oh, hello, lovely for you. How lovely for you indeed. Massive congrats to all of our winners and nominees so far. In the next half, we're going to be celebrating Best Music Special, Best Music Entertainment Show, Best Drama and Best Audiobook. Plus those big station awards, and we're going to be revealing that Radio Times Moment of the Year winner too. But first, get to the bar, go grab a drink, and we'll see you for the second half very shortly. See you in a bit.